This week on Midwest Week, previewing the busy summer theater season in our area. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Mike Schultz, arts editor for the River Cities Reader. So in general terms, Mike, how does this summer season look for theater in this area?
It looks busy. Mm-hmm. It looks incredibly busy, you bet.
More than past years.
I have actually, I think, 3 weekends this summer where I'm seeing 5 shows or more. So that's I think that happened maybe once last year. So that's definitely a little bit more than usual.
Okay, 5 shows. Let me see. That's Friday night, Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, Sunday afternoon, Sunday night?
You're real close. I saw one on Thursday night, which I count as part of my weekend. And then counts. 2 shows Sunday and 1 each Friday, Saturday.
One of them that seems to be getting a lot of attention just opened is Peter Pan. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that yet?
I have indeed. Yeah. I've seen about a little over 100 productions at Circa 21, and this ranks in my top 5. It's unbelievably good. And it breaks my heart a little bit that a lot of people, I think, are thinking it's a kid's show and therefore are choosing, you know, not to see it because of that. Because it's as thrilling as Cats or The Full Monty or any kind of big Broadway extravaganza that Circa's been doing in the past few years. It's stunning. It's really, really, really good.
Well, it reminds me of some of the animated movies. I mean, they might say they're for kids or look like it, sure, but they're just as good for adults.
Exactly,
too.
Just like the Pixar output.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
How big a deal is it to have people fly on a stage like at Circa?
It's pretty great. I got to tell you, I saw it on opening night. I would say that the first flying scene was interrupted for applause maybe 5 times in the span of about a 3-minute number. Mm-hmm. And there's some choreography, mid-air choreography, that you have to see to believe. It's incredible. It got the ovation it deserved, absolutely.
How many people does it take? I mean, backstage, isn't there just an extra crew just for the flying?
Actually, as I understand it, I'm not positive about this, but I believe it's all the actors who went through the training of how to fly people, and I think they basically use the ensemble members and then a couple of other stagehands as well. But they're plenty busy throughout that show.
So yeah. Some of the pirates have more work backstage.
Exactly right. They're oftentimes doing more work, off than on.
Now, how about some of the other musicals? Are there some others that you've seen that stand out of your mind?
Absolutely. This past weekend was just wonderful for theater in this area. Countryside Community Theater in Eldridge is doing this first-rate production of South Pacific right now. This really, really lovely, a show that I haven't particularly cared for in many years, and it's just beautiful. They do a really, really nice job with that. And let's see, upcoming we have Quad City Music Guild is doing an Elvis musical called All Shook Up, which is just hysterical. Mm-hmm. Saw it last summer elsewhere. It was wonderful. They're doing Seussical later this year. There's some really good ones coming down the pike for sure.
And what is it about South Pacific? Is it something that just sort of fell out of favor for a while?
I think maybe. It just had a big Broadway revival last spring, which is still running on Broadway, I believe. And I think it captured 7 Tony Awards, if I'm correct about that. But it's kind of a title that everyone, I think, had just gotten over. We'd maybe seen it too many times on TV. You see the Joshua Logan version a lot. And maybe it was just gone for long enough that it's you kind of remember, this is good. They do write good stuff, that Rodgers and Hammerstein team.
Yeah. It's new again.
Exactly right.
Now, how about more experimental shows? Are there many to choose from this year?
There's a few, yes, indeed. The Harrison Hilltop Theater in Davenport is going to be doing a production of Tick, Tick, Boom. It's the first musical by Jonathan Larson, who wrote Rent. Mm-hmm. So they'll be doing that in the middle of July. The theater's also doing Long Day's Journey into Night, which is my personal favorite play ever written, Eugene O'Neill from the 50s, of course. And so that's coming down. We have Laura Adams in town is doing a production of The Boys Next Door in the middle of July. And there's a production called Bash by this new company called the Phoenix Theater Company. It's a Neil LaBute play. That'll be coming at the end of July. So, a whole bunch of kind of new options.
So what is it with all these new theater groups, Mike? Can we call this a renaissance in the Quad Cities?
I think we have to. We pretty much have to. It's startling. I was talking to a director the other day in regards to Playcrafters is doing Raisin in the Sun upcoming. So we're talking about the casting of that, and he mentioned that it's getting very difficult now for area theater groups just to get enough people to come out because there's so much going on that the talent pool is getting stretched a little bit thin. So the more volunteers we have and the more people who want to try out for things, the better it's going to be for everybody.
Now, is there a good audience for original and what you might call experimental shows?
There's certainly an appreciative audience. Mm-hmm. I won't say it's necessarily huge so far, but if you're talking about a place like the Harrison Hilltop Theater that seats less than 50 people, 40 people is fantastic. That's a great turnout for that. And every time I've been to a production of kind of one of the newer groups, the the ovation is just as crazy as it is elsewhere. It's doing exactly what it should, I mm-hmm. think. Yeah.
I remember living in Los Angeles, how much I enjoyed the small theaters. You mm-hmm. know, the place where it's the second floor of an old firehouse.
Absolutely.
And you help the actors unfold the chairs before the
yes.
show.
I'm actually going to Chicago this weekend and going to be seeing some of that. So mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that again.
And it would be nice to see that here too.
Yes, you know, I agree. It's starting to happen for sure.
Now, are there people in this area that are writing plays, or are they getting scripts from friends or people in other cities?
It's pretty much already published works, but in the spring around here, we just missed it about last month. They had the Augustana did an evening of debuting one acts, mm-hmm. and it seems to be timed pretty well with the end of school terms. Right after the final spring production comes out, we get a lot of original pieces. Mm-hmm. And Iowa City, I know, always does a lot of original works. Riverside Theater is one of the venues there that quite often does local playwrights productions.
And speaking of regional theater, Clinton, Mount Carroll, Iowa City, anything mm-hmm. in those areas that you remember?
They were part of my five-show weekend. Absolutely. Okay. The Timberlake Playhouse is doing a production of Lend Me a Tenor right now, a really mm-hmm. great Ken Ludwig comedy. And the Clinton Area Showboat Theater is doing a production called Death Defying Acts, which is one act by David Mamet, Woody Allen, and Delaine May. So that's mm-hmm. also something kind of unusual. And they've got productions coming this summer of The Wedding Singer and Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat and a whole bunch of good stuff coming
wow.
up.
Now, Mike, to the mechanics of reviewing theater, is there anything that's particularly difficult or easy about this job for you?
It's never easy, to be honest. I take it seriously enough that it's really important for me to say what I mean, and sometimes I'm not sure what I'm thinking at any particular time. So it's always tough. It's always tougher, of course, with a production that I don't particularly care for, because you do have to remember that I also do movie reviews, of course, and that's pretty easy to cut down somebody who's getting $20 million a movie. But it's much harder when you know it's people who are doing this for free oftentimes and mm-hmm. We're putting their hearts and souls into it, and if it doesn't work for you, you have to find ways to couch this without it coming off as mean-spirited, and I occasionally fail, unfortunately, in that regard.
Now, are you writing notes down when you're sitting in the theater, or do you have to sit in your car immediately afterwards and write everything? Or
actually, the only place I take notes at is Circa 21, and that's only because I sit hundreds of feet away from the actors. I can't personally take notes while I'm sitting just a few feet away, because as somebody who used to do a lot of performance, you notice you're distracted as an actor, and that I always promised never to do that. So I basically just do my best to remember what I can for intermission. I run outside, I take some copious notes, and run back in for act two. Yeah.
Do you ever get people calling you saying, how could you say that, or anything like that? Or
luckily, I've avoided the phone calls, but there have been more than a few notes on the website following reviews, which I completely understand. It is something you take personally, and you should take personally if you're really involved in the arts. So if you can dish it out, you can take it, I guess.